It's a little bit vague on the council's part. They're claiming they're not altering the voluntary capability of the fire service in Armagh, which is probably true, but they are removing the two retained posts that were on the island. So if you remove two retained posts, you are obviously affecting the fire service. They are claiming there are five firemen at the moment on the in the fire service in Arranmore. There are actually four since I retired 2 months ago. They do meet some of the requirements, but they're continuously on about a red and blue light system on the islands. The only reference to islands in there, sorry, there is a document. It's called the National Directorate for Fire and Emergency Management. It's keeping communities safe. In that document, there's only one reference to islands, and if you allow me, I'll read it to you. For isolated communities, such as those living on offshore islands, a fire service response will inevitably be delayed. And it goes on then to say good practice, prepare and standardise. So there is no reference to red lights on this document. Donegal County Council are claiming this has been done in of efficiencies. I cannot see how this is going to be efficient when you remove the fire service or threat to remove the fire service. If the people on Arranmore are not willing to become entirely voluntary, their threat, the Donegal County Council, Donegal Fire Service threat is to remove their service from the island entirely.
Well,
So
the council says in their statement to maintain the complement numbers in the context of one recent, which I presume is you, and one pending retirement later in 2026, Donegal County Council Fire Service has identified five persons on the island who wish to join the volunteer service. Suitability testing is in the process of being organised. So according to the council, they already have people on the island interested in filling the posts vacated by you and another.
Yes, that is true. But there's a long, slow process to getting them qualified or trained as firefighters. There are assessments to be done, there are medicals to be done, and then there's training to be done. That training takes probably entirely in its entirety about 2 years. Now, if they had planned this correctly, they would have had people in place for my retirement and the other firefighters' retirement instead of leaving it beyond the last minute. We are already down to four firefighters on the island. One is retained, three are voluntary. So that's four firefighters, and it's going to be 6 to 12 months before anybody comes online.
And the point I made on the program last week when we were covering this earlier, the ideal situation would be that you'd have two retained, you know, four or five volunteers, and they'd sit on their hands for forever. The reason you put in place a fire service is for that one occasion, and we hope it's never, whereby there is an emergency and they are there and ready to go and to save lives and property.
Yeah, we had, I think, and I stand to be corrected, six or seven call-outs last year. It takes us, our most of our fires are got to within 10 to 15 minutes. So that fire is extinguished. It doesn't get a chance to develop and it's extinguished fairly quick on the island. If the fire service is removed from Arranmore or downgraded on Arranmore, there's no guarantee that Dunloe or whoever is brought in to Dunloe Fire Service, whoever's brought in to cover us, are going to be here within an hour. You let a fire burn for an hour. If it's, God forbid, in a home, you're not going to have much left after an hour.
In the press release, the
And
council don't actually really reference the fact that the island is losing two paid positions. The outset, they say quite literally, and they say at the outset, it's important to state that there is no proposal to downgrade the voluntary fire service. I don't really see reference I don't see any reference to the fact that two paid positions are being removed, and that is the case. Have they been lost, or will they be lost as far as we're aware, John?
I have no idea. We have formed a community group to fight this. At the moment, my position has not been filled. We have one person paid, and the council are saying they're not going to replace the other firefighter. So therefore, we're going to have a fire service that, according to Donegal County Council, are going to be voluntary. I don't think Donegal County Council have thought this through. There's an awful lot of responsibility involved in the fire service. Who's going to take command of incidents? Who is command men? Who's going to tell people or tell men to go in, firefighters to go into a burning building, or what to do in the event of a gorse fire? There's no command structure going to be there. Donegal County Council are very vague. They are beating on about voluntary. The people in Aranmore do more than enough on a voluntary basis. We keep the whole of the west coast of Ireland, or Donegal, as safe as we possibly can through volunteering for the RNLI. Do we really have to volunteer for every single thing? We have bills to pay on Aranmore Island. Voluntary doesn't pay them. We do our best, but voluntary doesn't pay them. There are no voluntary firemen on the mainland. Would Donegal County Council like to make the entire county on a voluntary basis? Would they be happy? Would people on the mainland be happy with that sort of service? I doubt it very much. I would go as far as to say as I would think there may well be some sort of discrimination by Donegal County Council towards the firefighters and the people of Aranmore that's not there for firefighters and people on the mainland.
Okay, we'll seek further details from Donegal County Council in relation to this. As far as you are aware, I presume you were a retained fire person, a firefighter, and your position is not going to be replaced then, effectively. You're going to be replaced, in inverted commas, by a volunteer, whenever that might be. We don't know because of the extensive training. Is there any tension on the island that people are putting themselves forward to be volunteer firefighters while there is a campaign to retain firefighters? I'm not trying to stir up, John, but it's not a massive community either, right? So is there any tension in relation to this?
There is none. There is none. There are people that have put their name forward, but there are people, and by all means, they're quite welcome to. I have no problem with them putting their names forward. But this is going to take time. And in fairness, Donegal County Council have taken advantage of a volunteer ethos in Aranmore. And it's just bit by bit, taking more and more and more. I think it's coming to a stage now where the people of Aranmore are going to have to stand up, and are standing up, to Donegal County Council, and they're going to pay all the members, all the people that become firefighters. We need to have parity with those on the mainland. It's just ridiculous at the minute.